Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Pirkei Avos podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn. I hope you are well. And for this week, we're continuing with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 11. And before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or just would like to reach out to say hello, feel free to send me an email at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, K-O-H-N, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. For this week, we begin with Chapter 3, Mishnah 11. And the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa says, Kol sheyiras chetoi koidemes lichachmasoi, that anyone whose fear of sin, fear of heaven, takes precedence over his wisdom, right? It comes before his wisdom. This idea of yiras chet, we'll talk about that. Chachmasoi miskayemes. His wisdom will endure. V'chol shechachmasoi koidemes liyiras chetoi. And whoever's wisdom takes precedence over his fear of sin, ein chachmasoi miskayemes, his wisdom will not endure. So the Mishnah is saying a statement and then the opposite of the statement. We're saying that if a person has yiras shamayim, so then the knowledge that he acquires will stay with him. But if a person does not have yiras shamayim, fear of heaven, or fear of sin, depending how you want to translate it, so it means his wisdom, his what he's learned, will not endure. So we have to really break this down. What is Reb Chanina ben Doisa teaching us? What is yiras shamayim? What is fear of sin? What does it mean that his wisdom will endure or not endure? And what's the message of the Mishnah that we can take out of it in our daily lives? So the first idea I want to share a little bit in this Mishnah is really just a little bit about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. So the next few Mishnayos are going to be, the author is Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was a fascinating individual. And he was a Tana. He lived during the times of the Mishnah at the end of the Second Temple era. And his power of prayer was renowned. He was a miracle worker, meaning he was able to perform miracles from his, because he was so saintly, he was so holy that, you know, his prayer was extremely effective. And there's a few stories I want to share today about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. It helps give us a little bit of an insight about him and helps us relate to the teachings that we're going to learn over the next few weeks. There's a famous story that's brought down in the Talmud that one time, the daughter of Chanina ben Doisa, by mistake, instead of lighting oil for Shabbos, lit vinegar. And I guess the wick was burning and she was very disturbed that she made a mistake and the candles are going to go out because oil burns and vinegar does not burn. And Chanina ben Doisa said in his piety, in his trust in Hashem, his complete trust in Hashem, said the same God that makes oil burn will make vinegar burn. And the vinegar burned. Talmud relates this story. And the idea here is that he had another story which also exemplifies his piety. Talmud tells us in Brachos, in Tractate Brachos, that there once was a poisonous reptile, a poisonous snake that was constantly biting people and causing tremendous amount of damage. Chanina ben Doisa decided to go to the entrance of this cave or this hole where this reptile lived. And the reptile, the snake or whatever it was, this lizard, when it sees that there's a person by the entrance of its home, entrance of its hole, it came out and it bit Chanina ben Doisa. Poisonous reptile, poisonous snake. Other people had died from the snake. And instead of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa dying, the snake died. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa took this snake or lizard, whatever it was, poisonous. He brought it to the study hall and said, it's not the snake that kills, but rather it's the sin. The message that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was teaching was that it's not the snake that's causing the damage. It's the fact that it's a messenger from Hashem to carry out a mission. And if a person's liable to be killed, to be bitten, something happened to him, something's going to happen to them. Nothing you could do about it. But if someone's not in that position, so nothing could happen to that person. And obviously, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was on such a level that he was proving this point that I guess he was so free of sin that even if the reptile tried to bite him, it couldn't have any effect on him because he was so pure. Now, obviously, I'm sure the commentaries asked the question over there in that Gemara, how could he put himself in that situation that he's putting himself at risk to do that? And I think the authorities, the different commentaries on the Gemara in Brachos discussed this idea. But and that could be really answered, I guess, when we get to the Gemara podcast, when we start that, God willing. But the point is that God has his messengers. And there's actually this concept that Loyhu Sibas Barasso, that you know, sometimes something bad has happened to us from somebody, from something. We can't be like the dog who barks at the stick. They say that the generation before Mashiach comes is going to be like the generation that's the face of a dog. And the commentaries explain that this means that the generation, a dog, you throw a stick at it, it barks at the stick. It doesn't realize that the stick was thrown by a person. It's not the stick that damaged them. It was the person who threw the stick. Many times when we see things happening, we bark at the stick. We don't realize that the thing that happened to us, Hashem made that person do something to us, that they should be the messenger for us to do a message. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go back to that person to be taken advantage of. But to realize, Loihu Sibas Rasu, that person, that thing, that situation, that was not the cause of your aggravation. Rather, it was divinely sent from Hashem to give you that challenge, to give you that moment for a reason. I don't know the reason why, but something we should internalize and remember. And really, in our time as well, things are happening in the world. We shouldn't just look at this as, you know, outside in, but rather inside out. That if things are happening to Jewish people throughout the world, it means that we have to look in and we shouldn't look out. We should look at ourselves to try to fix up ourselves. Obviously, we could do work on the outside as well, that people could do the different work that they should do. And we should try to encourage the government to crack down any anti-Semitism. But the point is, really, ultimately, we have to remember that it's inside out. We have to look at ourselves, because Hashem is just making these people or individuals as his agents to give us a message. This is this idea. This is from Chanina ben Dosa. He lived on this level, this plane. Tremendous piety, tremendous saintliness, total trust in Hashem. And with that, let's go into this Mishnah to get a little bit of understanding. So, kol sheyiras chetoy kodemes l'chachmosoy, chachmosoy miskayemes. Whoever has the yiras shamayim, their fear of heaven is before, takes precedence over their knowledge, so then the knowledge will endure. And the first thing we have to know is, what is yiras shamayim? What does it mean to have fear of heaven? You know, is it like, you know, a person's afraid to speed? You don't want to get a speeding ticket. Or a person doesn't want to kill because they don't want to get locked up, get put away for years, or they don't want to get the sparky. What does it mean, yiras shamayim? What does it mean, fear of heaven? Does it mean we think about God and we quiver? Does it mean, you know, there's a, you know, I don't know, to make a little, what's going on over here? And the commentaries tell us that there's different levels of yiras shamayim, of fear of heaven. There is a base level where people are scared to do something because they don't want to get punished. Now, we know there is there are consequences for things. We're all going to have to answer for the things we have done in our life or have not done. And there are consequences. The person has to have atonement. And obviously, God in his infinite mercy gives us a system where we can gain atonement and be cleansed and ultimately get a reward. So that's one level. There's a higher level where a person does things out of love. Just like a person loves his parents and wants to do for them, So too, when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, we want to do for him, just like a child to a parent, parent to a child. And it's not necessarily out of the fear of, like, you know, of just, it's not just that by itself. Obviously, there is an element of that as well, because a parent, just like a parent sometimes has to have, a child has to fear their parent as well. To you know, the Torah tells us that there has to be fear and there has to be respect. It's both. But the point is, there's another level where a person has this relationship with Hashem where they're doing it more out of love. And there's an even higher level than that where a person has a certain sense of awe. Yiras HaRoimimus, this is a certain awe of how great God is and how nothing we are. When we come to that realization, it's sort of this, you know, overwhelming feeling of how could I ever do anything against Hashem? He's so great and we are so nothing. That it sort of puts this mentality into a person that there's a certain, you know, the way I could maybe put it that we could understand is that sometimes you person goes out into nature, you go to the Grand Canyon, and it doesn't have to be the Grand Canyon, but you have this moment where you just feel overwhelmed with the world around you. You feel like we're just a small part of something way bigger. And you have that moment. I feel like in a way that's maybe a feeling. That feeling that we have momentarily maybe is a little bit of a taste of this level of Yiras HaRoimimus, which is this high level of Yiras Shamayim, a fear of heaven. But the point here is that what's the Mishnah teaching us? The Mishnah is teaching us is that a person has to have Yiras Shamayim first, fear of heaven first, and then he could have then there's a path for him to acquire knowledge, to Torah knowledge, and to gain, to learn, to understand, to do. And that's the lesson here in the Mishnah of Chanina Vados is teaching us, is that if a person needs to have a goal in mind, if a person's just learning without that goal in mind, so then there's no, in a way, it's like no purpose to it, to a certain extent. And the idea here is that when a person studies Torah, we have to study it with the ultimate, goal or the ultimate destination of getting to fear Hashem, coming closer to Hashem, right? It's all really tied together, having a relationship with Hashem. This ties into Yiras Shamayim. The way it's being translated is Yiras Shamayim. That a person has to have this fear of heaven, that when they study Torah, it's to get to that point of getting Yiras Shamayim, of getting that relationship with Hashem. And that means is, you know, not just learning something for the intellectual pursuit of studying Torah. You know, there's people, I believe, in South Korea, they study Talmud. The South Koreans study Talmud so that they should sharpen their mind, you know, for intellectual debate. And when we study Torah, that's not the reason why we're studying Torah for intellectual debate, or for, God forbid, for Bible criticism, or for things like that. Rather, we're studying Torah so that we should have a connection to Hashem, so that we should be able to put it into action, the things that we learn, so therefore we could have fear of heaven. That everything leads back to the situation to the state of Yiras Shamayim. That's something we need to keep in mind when, I guess, before we even study, before we begin, to have a goal. That's why we're on this journey, to get to that point. Because if we don't have that goal, so then we're lacking in the destination. You know, we could be going in the totally wrong direction. We could end up in the wrong place. That's what the Mishnah means here, that a person should have, that has to be the Yiras Shamayim first. That a person has to have a place where he wants to go with his knowledge, a reason why he's studying. And actually, if it's interesting, if you look in the many editions of the Talmud, or many Svara, many books besides the Talmud, there's actually a special prayer that we say before we begin studying. And it sort of inculcates this idea to a certain extent that we're learning because that's what we need to do to get to this place, to get to Yiras Shamayim. And it's not just learning, it's not just having Yiras Shamayim, it's learning to do, learning to put into action. And Judaism is action-based religion. You know, you meet many people, I've talked about this before, but there are people, and I'm not knocking it, And I said, it is a nice thing to have. People say that they're a Jew in their heart. It is a beautiful thing to be a Jew in your heart, but you also need to be a Jew in action. You need to be doing, to do. And people unfortunately think that when it comes to Torah study, you know, there's really no point in the Torah study. People don't realize that the Torah study itself is what gets you to be a better person. And it only can get you to be a better person when you have that goal in mind of wanting to have that connection with Hashem. And I guess, you know, the commentaries tell us that even if they don't necessarily have that goal in mind, but if there's the potential to have that Yirat Shamayim, so then it could work as well. That there has to be that place, that space in you to get to a place where there is fear of heaven and wanting to have that connection to Hashem. And the flip side of the Mishnah as well, the Mishnah tells us that if a person does not have Yirat Shamayim, so then their knowledge will not endure. And the commentaries tell us here, it says that knowledge may never serve as an end unto itself if it is not accompanied by a level of piety that will make the person appreciate what his wisdom teaches him. It says, but without fear of sin, a person will come to despise the wisdom that tells him not to do what he wishes. That's actually brought down from the Rav, from the Rambam. Now, and this really means that a person needs to take what they learn, and it's really what we're talking about, and put it into action. Because if we don't, it's just going to go away. It's not going to stay with us. If we want the things that we learn to be with us, we have to find ways that we could take it and apply ourselves. Now, obviously, granted, you know, Rome was not built in a day. And it's hard to change ourselves. It's hard to change our lives, especially when we're living a certain way for years and years and years. But we could take steps towards getting towards our goal. And each person could assess themselves. What could I be doing a little bit better than I'm learning? How could I implement the things that I'm learning about? How could I, you know, the concepts, the ideas, the mitzvos that I'm doing, how could I in a small way put it into my life? And then when you climb that mountain and you feel comfortable and you feel confident, you come back around for some more. And that's how we grow in our lives. We keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And that's success. That's success. Sometimes we look at these small actions. We don't realize the success that we have in them. But if we look at it over a longer span of time, small success, small success, small success, small success, it becomes something huge, something big, something impressive. No one builds something overnight that's like a huge, huge accomplishment. It takes time. You know, these big skyscrapers doesn't go up overnight. It takes years and years and years to build them, to take them to where they are. Every day, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. You know, the people that are going to work in Manhattan every day, they don't see the progress of this building. They're looking at it every day. Even if, you know, it's only the people that come back, they come back and they see it. Whoa, where did this building come from? So sometimes with us as well, when we, you know, you can't measure yourself. It's hard to see yourself grow, you know, physically. I mean, maybe if we grow in the wrong direction, I mean, sideways, sometimes we could notice that, but we don't see ourselves grow height-wise ever. Or, you know, it's hard. Even when we see ourselves go in the wrong direction, we gain a few pounds. It's hard to notice it until our clothes don't fit us. But the point is that it's hard for us to see our progress that we're making. But for other people, it's much easier to see that, to notice it. And what I want to just bring home here is that this idea of not just learning, I mean, again, there is a concept of learning just to learn. But I think the Mishnah here is teaching us, and this, there's actually a contradiction from an earlier Mishnah where it says, a person who's a boor, who's an unlearned person, you know, which seems to imply that you need to learn something, right? That a boor is not a yiras chet, a boor is not a person who fears sin. But the commentaries tell us that if there is this potential to have that relationship, to have that connection to Hashem, to have that yiras shamayim, so then we have a goal that surely, you know, and for sure someone who has that aspiration to get close to God and to know what's right and to do what Hashem wants us to do and to get that fear of heaven, to get that relationship, so surely that when they do a mitzvah, they're going in that direction to take it and to put it into action slowly, slowly, one day by one day, something small, to think about the things that they do. Because Judaism is an action-based religion. We take what we learn and try to think how we could apply it to our lives. So with that, I'm going to finish for today's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or like to reach out, please feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomokohn, KOHN@gmail.com. Have a great day.